Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. Oh, yeah. This brother celebrating 9 up in his house. One more time for Culture Freedom. Culture Freedom Radio Network up in his house. Oh, yes, sir. Woo! This beat sounds so good, y'all. Y'all like that right there? Sounds smooth, don't it? Almost want to make me sing a song. Make me sing a song up in here. Don't do it, Sonny Ray. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway, y'all. I just want to come up in this house right here to drop a little something on you right here tonight. Y'all know I like to say it. I want to come in the house and it will stain on your brain. Just leave you a little something to think about. Can I do that for y'all? Check it out. Tonight's topic of conversation that I want to leave with you is, who the hell can we really trust? Who the hell can we really trust? That's what I'm talking about tonight. That's what I want to leave with y'all tonight right here. What I'm talking about, who in the hell can we trust? It seems to be when we get down to this thing called the liberation struggle or the liberation freedom fight, we seem to have an issue with trust, huh? There's some folk we got to look at. We got some eyes set on some folks that we saying he can't be trusted. He's part of this. He's part of that. They endorse this. They endorse that. I be damned. When we get through looking and pointing the fingers at everybody we see in the spotlight who say they're fighting for the cause of the liberation struggle, goddamn, y'all, they all is gonna seem to have some errors, some faults that we don't agree upon. And what are you talking about, Sonny Ray? What you talking about, man? Come on now, make it plain, brother Sonny Ray. Make it plain. Now, there are some things that I've been seeing going around and going down, even with this Colin Kaepernick thing, right? I told y'all on the last show that they was talking about, I seen a video where they were saying that he was a Boule member. He was part of a Greek fraternity, huh? Hell, and in the conscious community, we got a lot of these Greek brothers in the conscious community teaching folks all of this knowledge about ancient history, Egypt this, Kemet that, huh? Then we got a lot of those in the conscious community, but we trust them, don't we, with the information. Greek fraternities. But there's a lot of things that's going down now, hearing a thing that's saying that old Kaepernick, and let me say this for the record, y'all hear me say it all the time, I'm not a Colin Kaepernick fan. I ain't got no damn bombs in my damn hand chilling for Colin Kaepernick. No sir, I ain't got the Kaepernick jersey. I ain't got none of that I'm chilling for. But I'm just trying to make a point here. Folks talking about now that he was hanging out with trans. Yeah, folks, that he was hanging out with transsexuals. He support LGBT 123 and ABC. Yeah, I'm looking, and these are so-called black folks that saying it. And here's the thing, y'all. I told y'all, it's like we sometimes put hindrance on our own process and what we do. Like we hinder our own liberation struggle. Like we hinder our own selves. So what I'm getting into is that Donald Trump and the boys and all the white folks, when he came out taking the knee, they started talking about he disrespecting the flag. So they took away and tried to flip and change the polarity of what the whole thing was about him taking a knee. Huh? They tried to make it look like it was all about disrespecting the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. So a lot of people I'm seeing, even with this thing they talking about, they are muddying up the water themselves. They acting like Donald Trump and the rest of the folks that's saying that he hung out with transsexuals. He part of the Black Boule. He part of this. It's like y'all muddying up the water and y'all taking it away from what the whole message was supposed to have been about in the first place. And look at him. Look at him. See now, look at him. Ain't nobody trying to make Colin Kaepernick no goddamn leader. In the first place, that's one thing. People be citing, well, they're trying to, you know, follow him and making him a leader. Ain't nobody making him no damn leader. That's your problem now. See, You're trying to find folks that you can put out there in the forefront as your next Savior, your next Black Jesus Christ. Ain't nobody making him that. We just talking about the issue. Can we stick with the issue? Huh? Can we stick with the issue? So the whole thing about it is, who the hell can we trust? We talking about they can't trust Sarnetta. They can't trust Polite. They can't trust Colin Kaepernick. They can't trust Serena Williams. They can't trust Irritated Genie. They can't trust this person. They can't trust that. God damn, y'all. Who's left that we can trust? Is it anybody we can trust? See, that's what we got to realize, y'all. And my thing is, when can we get down at the negotiation table and say, look at him, look at him. This is what we want. So we don't trust these celebrities to say that they just only celebrities and they work for the beast. They out here, the beast got them out here saying what they doing with these artificial protesting things. Well, let me ask y'all this question. Where are the real freedom fighters, I guess, that's really doing some, where the hell we at, so we can override the things, the popularity that these celebrities are out here doing. So we trying to say they so fake, they so this and that, where the hell we at that's making our own media and we got our own thing where we're shining our light better or brighter than the fake folks that's out here. Huh? So if all of these folks that we saying that ain't real with what's going on and the struggle for the police and justice and all of this shit, where the hell we at then? Where the hell are real folks at? They should be getting all the glory and all the spotlight if we got some folks that's out here supposed to be real. Where the hell they at? So my thing here, I just came here tonight, y'all. Who the hell can we trust? Every time something come up and an issue arises saying we trying to fight for liberation, we trying to fight for justice, we trying to fight for whatever the hell we supposed to be fighting with, I don't even goddamn know nowadays. It always got to be with somebody trying to muddy the goddamn waters. It gets so complicated with us. That's why I keep on saying I think we hindering our own freedom. Huh? I think we muddying up and we own keeping our own self in goddamn change. We keeping our own self under liberation, under mind control, MK Ultra and every goddamn thing else. Because we so busy, can't get together and try to work out what we can do to get free. But every time somebody step up and look like they may be trying to get us a little something, we go and dig up dirt on them. The white man ain't damn near gotta do it no goddamn more. We go and dig up the dirt and put it out on them. Like I said, I heard the pastor say, you can't free a slave that love is chained. Huh? Like you said, the crab's in the barrel. When it look like somebody's about to climb out, we grab him by his goddamn legs and snatch him back down. Who the hell can we trust is my question, y'all. Who can we trust? It's like, what's that group? Escape had a song that say, who can we turn to? Who can we turn to, y'all, to trust in this thing? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, hey, man, y'all stay tuned, man. The Country Freedom Radio Network. Hey, y'all can also check us out right here on, on iTunes. Tune in radio because, like I said, right here, like some of these shows I'm doing now, I won't be coming on live doing the shows. Some of these shows I will be just pre-recording them and uploading them. That's what I'm. But some days I will still come on. I will be coming on maybe the same days I had scheduled to come on. But some of these shows I'm just going to upload, man, do some pre-recorded shows and upload them. So you want to make sure you go to on blogtalk.com and hit the follow button. Or you can go to TuneIn Radio and search for Culture Freedom Radio Network on TuneIn Radio and hit the follow button right there on the app. Or you can go to TuneInRadio.com. Or we on iTunes. If everybody got Apple devices, we on iTunes, the Culture Freedom Radio Network, or in the podcast section, or iTunes as well on your Apple devices. Just check us out, Culture Freedom Radio Network, because like I said, a lot of these shows I won't be coming on live broadcasting doing them. A lot of them I will be throwing up, archive them. And also check us out right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook, and even right there on Blog Talk, right here on Blog Talk on our home page. You can go down to the bottom of the page and you'll see a little thing where you can leave comments. It's like, I guess it's linked through Facebook, You can leave a comment right there as well. Anything that we're talking about, even with this topic, man, who can we trust, y'all? Throw some damn names down there. Who can we trust? But I really don't goddamn know nowadays, because everybody we think we can trust, somebody gonna find some on them and say, no, they ain't this, they ain't that. Y'all look here. We all got some goddamn blemishes. We all got some. But we keep on finding fault with one another, y'all. We'll never get our shit did, because we're gonna be too busy. We ain't gonna be able to get to the negotiation table because we too busy fighting with each other about who got this, who did this, who done that. Goddamn, y'all. Look, we're gonna be gone, dead down, gone off this motherfucking planet. It ain't gonna be no need for no liberation no more. Cause we gonna be don't got freed by dying off this motherfucker, because we too busy fighting each other, man, about who real and who is fake. We ain't gonna stop this shit. So who the fuck can we really trust out here? I'm so sick and tired of this shit, man. It's fucking ridiculous. Everything that's something happen out here, and I'm not saying this just because of Colin Kaepernick, but it's like everything that go down, man, we find out. Everybody, we too busy throwing obstacles in our own motherfucking way. Like I said, if he ain't fucking real, and I'm not saying he is, but let's deal with the issue about the police brutality. Let's deal with it. Fuck him. Talking about he not the fucking leader. Ain't nobody trying to make him no leader. So damn what Colin Kaepernick doing. We just, like I said, just deal with the issue. Ain't nobody trying to make him no motherfucking savior. Just deal. Let's deal with the issue. That's it. Let's deal with the fucking issue. So to all the real so-called people, let's get out here and shine the spotlight on this shit a little bit more. See, all that marching and singing ain't just going to get it. When are we going to get to the motherfucking negotiation table and, like I said, and not ask them, can you give us this? Like Malcolm said, you can't ask for your freedom. You don't ask for freedom. You got to take it. So when are we going to get to the point where we take it and say, look, goddamn it, this is what we demanded. We ain't asking for shit. This is what we demanded we have. We ain't gonna get this shit just calling it singing and marching. See, Dr. King, yeah, they marched. Yeah, they protest. But Dr. King was up in the goddamn so-called White House. They were having negotiations, and they got a lot of shit because they were sitting down with different politicians and different this and that, political leaders, and they worked out shit, and they got it. Protesting is just one of them. One of the issues. Standing up, boycotting was one of the things. But when we going to sit down at the goddamn table, though? When we going to hold these politicians accountable and get shit did? Like I said, man, stop marching and wearing out shoe leather. Good shoe leather. Marching ain't going to get... Ain't that's not the whole thing. That is to bring awareness. So even when we talking about Colin Kaepernick and what was happening in the kneeling down, it was just it was more to bring awareness. Y'all understand, a lot of people, goddamn it, still today don't act like they give a fuck. So we got to have, look, and sometimes, even with somebody like him, bring to light what some of us might be trying to say. They don't listen to us. So some people are just personality worshipers. So they may see somebody like him. Oh, well, shit, I'm down with that because Kaepernick do it. But you and I may say something. Ain't no motherfucker going to listen to us. Ain't going to listen to us. I had people even say that when I was, you know, trying to, like, you know, sometime, bro, some rain, you know, y'all got to let, you know, I mentioned something that we be talking about some of these type of things. We bring out some of these things on our show. You know, I had, you know, somebody tell me, well, you know, there was a prominent person in the conscious community. Well, brother, yeah, you know, but sometime it take this person, you know, to say this. It take a name figure that's out there for a person to say it. Now, even though you might be speaking truth to power, your name ain't ringing the bell out here in the conscious community or in the black power community or whatever. But this person, they name is. But you teaching the same shit, but it takes them to go out and say it. Oh, your thing ain't good enough. Cause you ain't got no t-shirts, no name out here with your t-shirts on it. You ain't out here doing lectures everywhere. So ain't nobody listening to you. So once, it's just like that old thing saying, we got to sometime take it and get with our people and say, well, a white man doing this or the white man said that, in order for our people to take what you say to heart. Once the white man come out and say it, oh, okay, I see what you were saying. Yeah, because I heard Billy Bob Jr., he said it on his show. He said it on TV. Now they want to listen to you. So I guess the same way is that we have to have prominent namesake people to go out here and say shit before anybody recognize it. So even with the Colin Kaepernick, we got people, you would go out here and talk to people all day about the police brutality and police injustice or just whatever just happened, just not side the police brutality. And your people won't even listen to you. But you bring up some motherfucker that's on TV, somebody they see and admire as a entertainer, oh, then they want to listen. So we have to capitalize even off of that. You got to use all the tricks of the trade. Learn to play the fucking game. Use them to point out, well, look here. Well, what you call? He talking about it. Well, you might be saying it. Well, you might be like, well, look at it. Well, shit, Colin Kaepernick bringing justice to. Well, yeah, I saw that, man. Well, yeah. And then they start recognizing because you use somebody they know and they love and they admire. But you might be saying the shit the whole time. But this shit is, man, getting fucking ridiculous, though. It's getting really fucking ridiculous, y'all. It's getting fucking real redundant and silly. Every time somebody come out and say something, now they got to be the agents and this and that and all this old kind of crazy shit. Man, we ain't no, again, we're getting no motherfucking where we need to be or what we supposed to be at with all of this shit keep going on. I'm really fucking sick and tired of it, man. I am. Every time you look around, it's some bullshit. Everybody pointing the finger. This boy, he ain't doing this. He ain't doing that. Well, if they ain't doing it, you motherfucker, you get your ass up and you go do it then. I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm out of here. Fuck this shit.